This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main and this is your QNN community update. From midsummer.org.au. The 2024 Midsummer Festival opened in Melbourne last Sunday, the 21st of Jan, and runs through to Sunday, the 11th of February. Midsummer is Australia's premier queer arts and cultural organisation, bringing together a diverse mix of LGBTQIA+ artists, performers, communities, and audiences. Running over 22 days in Melbourne summer, it brings an explosion of queer events that centre around hidden and mainstream queer culture, involving local, interstate and international artists. The festival attracts broad attendances across broad age ranges and demographics, truly representing inclusion, with the program made up of diverse art forms and genres, including visual arts, live music, theatre, spoken word, cabaret, film, parties, sport, social events, and public forums. From Pink News. An increase in sexually transmitted infections in the UK is putting pressure on sexual health services. The local government association has revealed that more than 75% of council areas have seen an uptick in cases of gonorrhea and syphilis since 2017. The organisation is now warning that sexual health services in the nation are at breaking point. The demand for sexual health services in the UK is growing, with almost 4.5 million consultations being carried out in 2022, an increase of a third since 2013. The LGBT Foundation reports that gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men remain one of the groups with high numbers of STI cases in the UK. The UK Health Security Agency has advised that anyone sexually active should get a test for STIs, including a HIV test, every time they have sex with a new partner or if they think they have been exposed to an STI. From NBC News. A county board in Ohio has refused to reconsider the disqualification of a transgender state house candidate who omitted her former name from circling petitions, even as other transgender candidates have been cleared for the ballot. The Stark County Board of Elections said in a statement last Friday that it stands by its decision to disqualify Vanessa Joy, a real estate photographer from Massillon, Ohio, because she did not put a name that no longer aligns with her gender identity, also referred as a dead name, on the petitions used to gather signatures to get on the ballot. State law mandates that candidates disclose any name changes from the past 5 years on their petitions, with exemptions for changes resulting from marriage. Joy said she's frustrated by the county board's decision and that, for now, her campaign is over. However, she said that she is working with an attorney to try and change the law to be more inclusive of transgender candidates who do not want to disclose their previous name for personal safety reasons, among others. Turning to QNN Sport now and from Star Observer. Out gay world champion pole vaulter Sean Barber has died from medical complications at the age of 29. Barber's management agency Doyle Management announced his death on Instagram last Thursday, writing, "A friend that will never be forgotten. Canadian Olympic pole vaulter Sean Barber has passed away." The world champion pole vaulter won the 2015 World Championships in Athletics in Beijing and had three NCAA titles during his time at the University of Akron. He became a Pan American Games champion after winning the 2015 edition of the Games with a height of 5.8 metres and won a bronze medal at the 2014 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. While the exact cause of his death remains unknown at this time, it has also been revealed that Barber had been dealing with an ongoing health challenges. Barber passed away at his residence in Kingwood, Texas, last Wednesday. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.